absurd. I can't believe I'm back here. I put my heart into the game. I thought I was doing so well. I was looking in all the right places, trying to keep myself out of trouble, meet all the right people. Then that fatal slip-up. And now, I'm here. How will I ever find my outlaw spirit now? Will I ever find out who I really, truly am in time? Will I ever be free? Am I doomed to this gray, predictable life of work, work, and work? And what for? Money? To pay the bills, to buy a car, latest gadget, designer suit, some brand new kitchen, or what? Numbed by the boredom that creeps in, and before you know it, you're watching TV every bloody night. Look, please, can't I have another go at the game? It's so miserable here. If I think back to how I began the
What on earth?
Ow! God, it stinks in here! It's disgusting!
Initializing game sequence.
Got to get out of here.
Help!
Start new game.
Can't bear this. There must be more to life than this old rubbish.
Do you really want to make some changes?
What? Yes. Yes. Get me out of here.
Initialize. Welcome, Malcolm McLaren, to The Game. The search for independence, originality, outlaw spirit. You are in charge of your destiny, Malcolm. I am in charge of you. You will have a number of friends, aide-de-camp, to help you on your quest. You know who they are. And you must ask them for advice to take you through to the next level. Good luck.
Wow, where am I?
It's so quiet.
Excusez-moi, monsieur. Vous parlez anglais? English?
Yes, yes. I'm Malcolm. Malcolm McLaren. Where am I?
Paris Space.
Paris Space? Is that Paris?
It's Paris Space. Paris at any time, all the time. Now you need to get going. Your game has started.
It's started? This is it, right? This is my chance to find myself. Freedom. My true spirit has been drowning in that pointless chase after fame and fortune.
Come with me, we can take the fast-moving pavements.
Who are you? Do we know each other?
I'm Nadja.
Nadja? I think I'd prefer to walk. I don't like the look of this. People gliding along like zombies or something, as though they're in Bangkok Airport.
It's quicker. Come on, we don't have much time.
Shall we get a cab?
There are no cars anymore. Come on.
Really? That's incredible. But look at me. I need to change. I can't go around looking like this. Covered in old garlic peel, tomatoes, I don't know, rotten old tea bags. You have amazing eyes, by the way.
Thank you.
This is great. Are we in the game together?
I'm afraid not. You're on your own.
You've got an unusual name. Nadja.
It's my chosen name in Russian. It's the beginning of the word hope. And we are only at the beginning. I'm going this way.
Nadja, will we meet later?
You have to get to the next level, Malcolm. At each level, your own people will help you. Remember to ask them. You better go, you don't have much time.
Do you know, will I ever be free?
Well, I know that in a cell or before a firing squad, you can still feel free, but it is not the self-sacrifice which creates this freedom. Au revoir.
Starter sequence completed. authorize entry to level 1. Well done, Malcolm. You're on your way.
Ah, bonjour, Monsieur McLaren. Let me show you around. We've got all kinds of clothes for you here. Could you please close the door? There are some people who think we're far too extravagant here, you see.
My God, it looks like Christian Dior. I am a bit pudgy and bald and looks like that kind of funky little country curate. But Dior doesn't do men's fashion. Mind you, there was Hedy Slimane once upon a time. Hey, this is incredible. We must be at Dior's original boutique on the Avenue Montaigne. Everything's so organized here. People running around like servants in a grand old Hotel Particulier. That's gotta be Pierre Cardin. He's cutting a toile. He must be Dior's chief tailleur at the time. And is that Mitzi Bricard, the woman who didn't have to rise before 2 in the afternoon and got a new dress to wear every day? My God, she's looking glamorous. She's supposed to be the hat designer, I always thought, but she just trades gossip. Meanwhile, Dior seems to be arranging flowers. He's obsessed. His mother loved flowers. In fact, apparently he bought 3 flower farms in her memory and then was on the verge of bankruptcy just before he had a heart attack. He's an odd character. He doesn't really look like a fashion designer. He's a porky pie. Now he's sitting down to play the piano. The music of his friend Francis Poulenc, the 3rd novelette. Yeah, that was a very special piece dedicated to Francis Poulenc's friend, R. Douglas Gibson.
Monsieur McLaren, we're working on a number of garments for you. Come with me to the back of the shop. What about this shirt here? Very, very chic.
Yeah!
You can't go wrong. But you can.
This looks good. It's great.
What about that pair of black shoes?
Fantastic!
Light it off. Burn it off. Hotter than hot, hotter than hot. Take a sip from the cup. We don't quit till we melt the snow off the mountaintop.
Monsieur Dior, where do you think I can find that independent outlaw spirit?
Remember that beauty is only true on the inside. You should leave through the door at the back of the fitting room. Bon voyage.
Which door? How does it even open?
You are entering level 2.
Is this Boulevard Saint-Germain? Wow, it's so dark and dirty. This must be after the occupation. This is when the jazz scene began to happen. The beginning of the bebop craze. These big old cars, I love those rumbling old Citroens with running boards. I remember when I was a little boy standing on them, taking a pee. Oh, wow, here's the cafe floor. Now that's a place for the real poets.
This is crowded. Oh, my eyes. God, I can't remember when people smoked. Hey, is that... It's gotta be Jean-Paul Sartre with his old dame, Simone de Beauvoir. And isn't that cheeky Albert Camus, the man who we all read at school? That book, The Outsider? They did have an influence on me and everyone else, these existentialists. I was an art student in the 60s. Sartre then appeared like the grand old man with all the ideas.
I recognize no allegiance except to myself. Except without responsibility for my own existence, it would seem utterly absurd to go on existing.
Without any god or belief structure, according to Sartre, man simply is. And we're ultimately free of any constraints caught in the perpetual process of self-creation. In the post-war austerity of London, a world robbed of its soul, there was the domination of disposable stuff, all for sale. From the US of A, products that had no value, and on the other hand, there was this grab, the grab for what you can. From the flea markets behind Victoria Station, join up and become a member of the French intellectual set. On the outside, I adopted a persona that was French. I wore black, and I followed Sartre in this way. His philosophy gave us permission to do nothing. Simply being an artist was everything. I didn't have to have a career. It was carte blanche in dark old London to do exactly what I liked. And at the final year show, we all stood around looking at a canvas which had nothing on it. There on an easel with a saxophone leaning up against it. A painting that wasn't there. It kept haunting me, this. A painting. A painting that wasn't there. Appearances were everything. And we could get away with murder. We waited for the world to die. Cafe Floor extols the virtue of doing nothing. It's a cafe that makes boredom a rather beautiful, refined activity.
Malcolm, may I sit for a moment?
Jean-Paul Sartre, I presume.
There is a heavy burden to this freedom, you know. It perpetually haunts us. Man, condemned to be free, carries the whole world.
What are you saying, Mr. Sartre? Freedom is a burden? But that's what I'm searching for. That's the outlaw spirit I'm looking for. Something different.
Oh, no, I think you were confused, Marco. Like so many at art school. You can always make something out of what you've been made into. We must invent our value each day.
I think I understand, but you know, value just seems to be all about money these days.
Money is seductive. You know I was offered the Nobel Prize for Literature, but I had to refuse. I said it is not the same thing if I sign Jean-Paul Sartre or if I sign Jean-Paul Sartre, Nobel Prize winner. A writer must refuse to allow himself to be transformed into an institution or a brand. Now, you better be getting off. You haven't got long.
Can you tell me how to be free of all of this, Monsieur Sartre?
Man is not free, not to be free.
And when Sartre died, you know, they wrote, France has lost its conscience.
5 seconds of this level remaining. Subject release. You are entering level 3.
Woo, this is crazy! I can't bear heights. You can't leave me here. I'm no acrobat, you know. I can assure you of that. And I'm not even going to look up. But I think it must be. Oh, it is. I'm on top of the Eiffel Tower. Hey, I need help. I can't move.
Location malfunction. Error. Regrettable. Sorry, Malcolm. A little accident. We meant to bring you in underneath the tower. Just a minute. Reset location. Eiffel Tower. Ground level.
Hey! These are the clothes of Christian Dior. Just hold on a minute. Be careful. You're pulling my jacket. What's happening here? I don't understand. There's all these ribbons covering the Eiffel Tower. It looks brand sparkling new. It's a massive celebration. Everyone's cheering. Could this be the Universal Exhibition in 1889? The big one for Paris, celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the storming of the Bastille. Oh, my God, it's Buffalo Bill and his Wild West show.
Howdy, folks. Bonjour.
He's even speaking French.
Je réveille in Paris. Je m'appelle Bill. Colonel William Cody. And je suis un cowboy. Un garçon de vache, hein? And this is my sharpshooting partner, Annie Oakley. Now, who would like to strike out into the Wild West with us? Are you looking for something wild? Step on up. You over there. You, monsieur. Come on up.
Looking for volunteers?
Yeah, you. That's right, monsieur. Come on up. That's it. Don't be shy.
Well, I guess I could be ready for something. Group of dancers? I'm sure I've seen them before. I recognize that man over there with the huge white beard. It's Auguste Rodin, the famous French sculptor. That's where I've seen these figures, of course, in a series of drawings he made of the Javanese dancers. And look, next to him, writing. No, it can't be, but I think it is. Is that Claude Debussy? Incredible. Monsieur Debussy, bonjour. Je m'appelle Malcolm McLaren. It's a real honor to meet you. You won't know this yet, but you've had a huge influence on me, you know.
Merci, monsieur, but really, it's this music from Java. It's a miracle of tone, of spacing. And this is the source of modern music, you know. What I'm trying to do is something different. An effect of reality, but what some fools call impressionisme. A term that's usually misapplied, especially by the critics.
Yeah, yeah, I understand, but if you could hear the music by Stravinsky, Bartok, John Cage, Philip Glass, Steve Reich, Brian Eno, any of those guys, you made the bridge from the old romantics.
It's good to know. I'm glad it worked out. You know, so much has to be explored and discarded before reaching the naked flesh. I think of music as the arithmetic of sounds, just as optics is the geometry of light. Oh, mon Dieu, it's Gabrielle. She was my lover.
Hang on, Gabrielle. Take it, don't shoot him. He's got a few compositions to write.
She's turning the gun on herself. Don't shoot him.
Things are getting dangerous around here. I don't know, I should be leaving, but Monsieur Debussy, please, just before I go, can you give me some advice? I'm really trying to search hard. For myself, for my own free spirit, my independence, my creative side.
Maman. It helps if you think about it from different angles. You see, for me, music is the silence between the notes.
Pause game. Software update. Download. Confirm. New players may access an interactive version of this game online at www.bbc.co.uk/radio2/Malcolm McLaren. Listeners can play along with you, Malcolm. Even take control. Resume game. You can move to level 4.
Marble panels. Ceilings dripping with gold. Statues of the great composers. This must be one of the most lavish buildings I've ever seen. Here's Palais Garnier. The old opera house in Paris. Built under Haussmann's reconstruction, an extravagant order from none other than Napoleon III. Who else? I'll just squeeze in through this small door. It's the orchestra pit. I'm coming in behind the orchestra. There's the tiers of seats. In front of me. It's a full house. They're clapping. Who? Me? I guess I'd better entertain them somehow. Let's start with some quiet cello. A flute. Violin. Woodwind, chords,
piano. A tinkle there. A drum roll. Come in now. More, more, more. Fantastic. There's a figure in a cape with a black eye mask. The Phantom of the Opera. Get out of here.
Follow me, Malcolm. Very few people are lucky enough to visit watery entrails of this opera house. Beneath this building is a river. My domain. And from where I haunt the lives of the people who work here. And those who visit.
An inky black lake surrounded by huge walls. It's so spooky. God knows what's in this water.
This is where my orchestra plays.
Eric, who is this with you?
I'm Malcolm McLaren. Who are you? You're frightening me. Are you a ghost?
My protégé here is none other than Christine. You see, I have been sent by her father to save her. Christine has discovered my deception. She has seen me for the ugly, deformed creature I am.
What are you looking for, Malcolm?
I'm searching for my identity, my own real, true spirit.
I can do nothing, only sing for you.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
You're doing well, Malcolm, but we need to end this scene. Level completed. Bonus. Unlocking level 5.
Hang on, wait a minute. We haven't finished yet. I'm not going back into one of those. This place is really scuzzy. Some kind of...
Monsieur.
Where?
Voulez-vous quelque chose?
Prostitutes. Oh, thanks. I'm fine, really. No, no, no. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Please, thank you.
This is the dodgy end of Montmartre, the district better known as Pigalle. Boy, not much has changed. Mind you, I'm looking through right now a basement window. It looks like Pablo Picasso. This is in the Bateau Lavoir. He's stripped to his knickers. He's pacing across, back and forth, painting huge figures. Oh my God! It's those terrifying prostitutes, the Demoiselles d'Avignon. Freakish face of the woman. Is it a mask? Or the effects of syphilis? And there's Picasso, horrified. That syphilis may kill him. Excusez-moi, Monsieur Picasso. I'm looking for my soul. I'm looking for that hardcore spirit. Where do I find such courage like yours?
It has been a lifelong struggle. I cannot sleep sometimes for fear I will not wake up. Beware of being sentimental, wishing for times that are past. This will keep you in chains. You can only rely on yourself.
Advance. Keep going, Malcolm. We're moving you to level 6. It's very close.
Mon Dieu! It's Edith Piaf! She's so young, but that voice is unmistakable. Exactly what she's saying.
As far as I'm concerned, love means fighting, big fat lies, and a couple of slaps across the face. Death is the beginning of something.
Maybe I could help her. Edith, my name's Malcolm. Would you like a drink or something?
Monsieur, I'm a singer, not a prostitute.
Yes, I know, but you seem so distressed. Can't I get you something? Anything?
No, I don't need anything.
Well, maybe you could help me. I'm looking for my voice, my own identity, my true independence. And I think you just might be the person to tell me where to find it.
For me, Singing is a way of escaping. It's another world. I'm no longer on this earth. Et music.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose.
It feels like I'm no longer on this earth too. She's actually taking me with her. In her music.
Communication with subject lost. Network under attack. We're experiencing some kind of interference. Might be viral. A hacker.
God, I'm naked. At least it looks like I am. But my body is actually a drawing. A drawing of my body, and I have to say, I'm looking pretty good. There are other drawn bodies around me, and they are just ignoring me. How weird.
Subject has been located in Second Life, attempting to regain control of content.
It's the second cartoon person who stood in front of me and acted out some kind of knitting gesture. Like the playing of an invisible piano or something. I don't know. Maybe it's a kind of sign language. There's a whole crowd of trannies now around me. They're all doing this hand jive knitting thing. Hi, guys. We're in cyberspace, the last place I thought I'd ever enter. This is the place William Gibson defined as...
a consensual hallucination. Experienced daily by billions of legitimate operators in every nation. Lines of light ranged in the non-space of the mind. Clusters and constellations of data. Like city lights receding.
Whoa! Who's controlling me? Hey, I don't want to fly around. I'm not good with heights, remember? Mind you, this feels fine. Although I can't feel the wind or the speed at all. It's funny falling from 1,000 meters and I don't even feel a bruise. What's this? A store called Bits and Bops? An adult center? On the walls are pictures from the Kama Sutra. Download the Kama Sutra for your avatar. Each move is 100 Linden dollars? Linden dollars, whatever currency that is. The Kama Sutra for sale. There's this Japanese sales girl wearing leather straps coming towards me. She looks like Susie Sue. My God, wow. This reminds me of my shop on the King's Road. How cool is that? What's that track? Personality Crisis, New York Dolls, I recognize it. It's great. Wow, we're in an entirely drawn kind of cartoon version of sex. How fantastic is that? What are those for? And that...
Well, we can't take her this week, and our friends don't want another speech. Well, I hope for her that someday they'll hear what she's gotta say. All about her personality crisis. You got it while it was hot, but now frustration and heartache is what you've got.
doesn't matter if you're ugly, fat, desperate or lonely here. No one really knows. It's all fun and games here. In this world, you can be anything. Meet anyone. Although I'm entirely controlled by someone, I guess, sitting, drifting, whatever, in their bedsit in the suburbs. Maybe you're 12, or just past puberty. This place is incredible. It totally relies on people's imagination. It's a creation, and everything here has been designed by someone. But maybe this is where I can find something of my own, something authentic. Maybe this is where the true outlaw spirit lies. Now, the individual self. When this place is ruined by real estate agents, I can just move and set up somewhere else in this immense region of electron states. But will I have to give up tasting, smelling, and touching? Will I ever be able to feel anything here? I want to feel the wind, the rain, and I want to feel love.
Control of subjects restored. Hacker identified. We've got you, Malcolm. That was some kid hacker. He's smart. He could do some work for us here. Prepare to enter level 7.
I'm sitting right here in the Place Saint-Sulpice, in the middle of Paris. I'm waiting here for none other than Catherine Deneuve. Do you know who she is? She is the ultimate French icon. So beloved by this country, you cannot imagine. Her face is used on every postage stamp. A bust is in every town hall, from Paris to Nice and back again. She's the image of Marianne, which began in the French Revolution. It's the national emblem of liberty and reason. I haven't got an appointment, but, you know, I'm told that she routinely emerges from her second floor apartment across the other side of the square, and usually around 11 a.m. I've had this idea to get all the great women of Paris together, those huge icons, and have them sing about Paris. I'm incredibly nervous. I've already eaten 3 croissants. I've had 4 cafe crèmes. I'm pumped up, bloated. And then the door opens. Here she comes. God, she looks like a little Parisian bourgeois housewife. I can't believe it. I've just got to get up, though. Get up and walk over and say hello. Come on. Oh, my God. My ass won't move. Malcolm, said my friends. She's gone, and I'm stuck to the chair in fear. It's pathetic. Okay, it's the next day. I'm determined not to chicken out this time. 11 o'clock, there she is. Here she comes! Yeah. I'm up, I'm running, I'm waiting for it, I'm getting there. Catherine Deneuve, Catherine! Je m'appelle Malcolm McLaren. I'm recording an album in Paris. I've made this off me! Police! You are a voleur! Police!
No, you don't understand.
Get away!
No, you don't understand.
Please, take this cassette, listen to it. I'm making an album about Paris, and I just want you to listen to it and sing on this. What's incredible is that 3 weeks later, we're in the studio. Catherine arrives. She's wearing a little pussy bow satin blouse with her wardrobe person, her makeup person, her hairdresser, just in case she thinks she might need to change, to look different. But I explained, Catherine, this is not a movie. It's just a recording studio. No one's here to look at you. But it's Catherine Deneuve, and the engineer is extremely nervous. So I don't push it any further. He tells me that she's always got a problem when it comes to dubbing her movies. She always speaks so fast, she has to go back into the studio and they have to calm her down. And he forewarns me, make her feel tired, a little exhausted, Malcolm. Then she'll sit on the beat. Otherwise, it's going to be impossible. I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, how am I going to do that? This is it. The clock is ticking, and I move into the recording room. And I'm looking at her, and I'm saying, Catherine, just relax. We're just going to play the track. I'd like you to move around. I'd like you to dance a little. You know, just feel the groove.
Sing away, Catherine.
Sing away. Bye.
The engineer is looking completely aghast. What's the problem, man? There's crackling on the tape. I go back into the studio and I'm looking at Catherine and I'm thinking, is there something strange going on? But no, everything seems normal. But she comes back onto the microphone and it's the same thing. So I'm looking at her and I'm telling her to get undressed almost. Take that jacket off. Take those beads off. Take it all off. She's now standing in a brassiere and it's slightly embarrassing, but we roll the tape. Well, she's not exactly singing, but she's exhausted, she's embarrassed, she's relaxing, she's sweating, and the engineer seems happy. It's beginning to work. It's a bloody miracle.
Barman dans le shaker. D'abord de l'élégance. Un trait de Sacré-Cœur et deux doigts de douaneau. Une piaffe, quelques moineaux et Joséphine Baker.
Are you fine?
Là, une dose de Prévert. Mais sans raton laveur, prenons un dernier verre.
Well, it's all over, Catherine. Thanks a lot. She's leaving the studio now and she's looking back at me. I can't be sure what she's thinking, but with a little smile on her face, you better make sure this song is the best. Of course, Catherine, I will try. But just one thing. I'm just looking for my wild side. That outlaw attitude. Do you think you can help me? Well, she says, first of all, you talk too much, Malcolm. And I only make love in elevators.
This is level 8, Malcolm. It's the real deal.
Is this really happening to me? But I've done this before. I've been here. Before. It's that crazy folly. The Chalet du Lac in the Bois de Vincennes. It must be 1976 and it's just 1 month before the Sex Pistols hit the big time. We've come to Paris. The Sex Pistols. Jouer à Paris. The paint hadn't dried on the stage, and the Sex Pistols are on. covered from head to toe in black paint. But then again, who cares about paint when you're Le Punk? Le Sex Pistols, we're 5 minutes in France, and Le Sex Pistols have been appropriated by the French. They want to believe that this apparition was produit de France, made in France. Johnny is the original Rat du Car. He has stepped into the shoes of the French intellectuals, and so to the joy of the audience, which includes Yves Saint Laurent, Kenzo, Julia De Greco, searching for something new. And voila, there he is, Johnny Rotten, in a black bondage suit. Wow!
I don't like the idea of people making money out of me when it isn't me that's making the money out of them.
Susie Sue, bare breasts, crisscrossed with black vinyl strips, eyes blistered with black coal, Susie Le Goff. We're having fun, aren't we? We are the Outlaws. We'll stop at nothing. This is real liberty, and we're leading the people. And it'll make a fortune. We'll sign up to all those record companies for thousands. EMI, Virgin.
Game, pause. Okay, guys, he's not so sure. Let's have a break. Malcolm, the game suspended.
So that was it. I tripped up over the money and the fame. And I'm straight back here. In purgatory. It was a bit of a dirty trip, don't you think? It's hard to break the habit of a lifetime. I was really playing the game, and now I know more than I did. But what's the point?
Malcolm, I don't think it's over. We all end up here at times.
Nadja, is that you? Where are you? I can't see you.
No, you can't. I'm a soul in limbo.
Is it you? Or is it me?
Malcolm, we've calculated that you have some bonus play. Bonus level unlocked.
Okay, we're back in Paris space. I must say I like this. No cars there. It's so quiet and calm. And there are so many trees. It's like being in an airy forest. That must be thanks to Monsieur Le Marie. Mwah, mwah. So what do people do for food around here? What a strange sight. Everyone's here talking quietly and eating, staring into space. It's a massive canteen. It's bright and contemporary. Is this the future then? Working and eating? No trendy restaurants or cafes, bars, no shops. Not my kind of thing. Where are all the artists too? The writers, the inventors, the philosophers, the poets? Where are all the musicians? Where's the music? Hey, anyone know where there's any music?
Bonus level unlocked.
This must be the home of the outlaw spirit.
Subject can earn extra time here.
Oh, this is good.
If he sings.
Me sing?
In a cell before a firing squad, you can still feel free. We are not free. not to be free. Wishing for a time that's past can have you in chains. We are not free not to be free. Music is another world. I'm no longer on this earth. Music is the silence between the notes. We are not free. Not to be free.
Wow, this game is really exciting. I mean, people here are dancing. They're really grooving. They're really getting involved. There must be something in all of this, some way, somehow, to turn it into a product, to make something from this. This could be a real business.
Game over. Malcolm McLaren, The Game, was produced by Kate Bland and Chris O'Shaughnessy with Malcolm McLaren. The soprano was Nadine Smith. The voices were those of Davy Nuvare, David Roper, Anu Gopal, Linda Zook, Gary Shale, and me, Lorelei King. This is a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 2.